At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Taking shots at Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah, what was that?
The problem. Stay in your lane and stick to putting wide eye emojis with your articles. Know what you do. Also, Kabali coming after us. Tell him, Kabali coming after us.
Why us?
He just tweeted.
We didn't do anything wrong.
Was Mark Kabali listening to the? To the pony part of around the AFC North?
Well, he's one of the biggest writers of Steelers in Pittsburgh, right?
Oh, he's the writer of Steelers.
He's got to be listening to all of the national media hits, all of the local coverage, right?
And yeah.
Taking it in and writing the best stories about the Steelers.
He just tweeted at me. Twitter reactions brought to you by Chauvin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He just sent me a picture of a T-shirt, and it says, "Hating Pittsburgh won't make Cleveland better." And I go, that's odd timing.
Mm-hmm.
Was Kabali listening?
We do, I swear. We see the numbers. Our Pittsburgh listenership, they must just be bored
now,
with Steelers football.
I'm not going to accuse Mark Kabali of ripping us off the way that, well, I don't need to accuse it. I have proof that they rip us off on the PM team in Pittsburgh, but that's neither here nor there. We have the numbers that people do listen.
Yeah, it's incredible. There's no
not
other...
Just here.
There's no, obviously we're big in Ohio and all around because we've got Cleveland sports fans all over the Buckeye State. But then after that, it's Pittsburgh every time. And I'm like, don't you guys listen to the Pittsburgh, to our sister station
no,
in Pittsburgh?
They don't.
And they don't.
Well, so, they listen to them. They must listen to them in the afternoon to some level.
I don't know how
they keep... I get tweets from people in Pittsburgh going, they're ripping you guys off. They're ripping you off on this. They're ripping you off on that. I go, but well, I can't just take producer credits for all these shows that rip us off.
I don't know how they keep the lights on, quite frankly, over there.
We keep the lights on, quite frankly, over there. Obviously, if they're ripping us off. Yes. So you keep the lights on in two different places.
I've been wondering where this... There's an extension cord plugged in here. It runs all the way to
Pittsburgh. All the way to Pittsburgh.
Don't trip over it.
All the way down there. Kabali taking shots. Something about him. You see a guy and you're like, I think I get along with you. There's something about that guy. I think I like him. I don't know what it is. Kevin Stefanski, 9 o'clock, his live press conference. We aren't crazy, right? This is the first thing we heard yesterday. Mm. This is the first thing we heard. Browns have two new QBs. They're getting a new stadium in 4 years. You have all this stuff that's like new. Offense is new, but back to where it was. And the first thing that I heard addressed was this.
And we'll start with any football questions you all have.
Jimmy, the season hasn't even started yet, and the Browns are already being linked to Arch Manning. Is this your comment about the buzz, the potential buzz as the season goes along?
Well, Tony, you know you're in the business, and you get paid by how many hits you get, okay? And I think if you know the Manning family, I would bet that, and I don't know Arch at all, okay? I bet he stays in college 2 years, so that's, I don't even think that's worth discussing.
The first one out of the box. Boom. Yesterday.
Gotta get right to it.
He was asking about Arch Manning.
Well, there's only one way to know how he feels about it. You got to make sure. You don't know how much time you're going to get. They could cut off those.
Guys.
I watch a lot of press conferences, Ken, and somebody always steps in. It's like, oh, darn it, I had more questions. Then you lead with it to make sure you get it in.
Well, new stadium, two new QBs. Got Dillon Gabriel, a good, strong man with a good head on his shoulders. You got Shador Sanders, another fine young man with a good head on his shoulders. Got a very famous dad. We got new stadiums right around the corner here. We're asking about
Judkins, too.
Arch Manning. Got a new season coming around, and here's Arch Manning. I will say it was a little, to me, it was a little early, but I'll tell you, I don't put anything past it because it's the same organization that traded for Odell Beckham Jr. And yeah, I know that was a guy that works in Detroit now. It's the same organization that traded for Deshaun Watson. They're not afraid of making big, strong moves. So going back to what was said on Monday, I ain't afraid to talk about that, and I ain't afraid to speculate on that. Because it's the Cleveland Browns, and they've made strong moves. And you can't say Odell was a total whiff. I mean, he did have 1,000 yards on this football team. He just wasn't as good as what we thought he was going to be. That's clear. If Baker was in the position he is now and Odell was in the position he is then, I think it would have really, really worked. But you know what? If ifs and buts and all the other things. It is fair to speculate. Fair to speculate. All day long. Fine. I happen to agree with Jimmy. I think he is going to stay 2 more years, Arch Manning. But, yeah, you're going to have the conversation a little bit.
Well, you don't think he's ready right now based on, I mean...
Not that I don't think he's ready. I think that they're going to be very...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Be very, very careful with what they want to do.
I mean, against the Buckeyes, he had one carry. Clemson, he had three. Georgia had one carry. Now, he did not throw a pass anywhere.
Why are you taking shots at Arch Manning? This could be our future quarterback. People are going to record this.
I understand it. Is he a quarterback?
The Mannings hold grudges.
He is a quarterback,
because he ran the ball. Five total times in the postseason.
I didn't say this.
He threw it zero times.
For the family of Arch Manning that might be listening out there, Cabali's listening. I'm not the one saying this.
Quarterback family.
You're right. You know what? He is a quarterback.
Mr. Manning, sir, I'm not saying this.
He is a quarterback because he did against Louisiana Monroe. He did complete 15 of his 29 passes. And
29 passes.
Threw a couple of interceptions.
Had 29 passes in that game.
So, I mean, I'm sure he had a big offseason.
Monroe, Louisiana, known as the hotbed.
Why do you feel you need to take shots? Is this an Ohio State thing out of you?
Oh, we're going to see him. High noon.
Why are you? But there's no reason to take shots at your future quarterback. Do you have any? Do you have any hot takes about South Carolina football in your head right now?
I want to know.
Do you have any hot takes about Penn State football you'd like to get off your chest? Hell, that kid's local. You want to go tell his family?
By the way, Ohio State 2.5-point favorites. Go ahead and eat, Buckeye fans. 2.5 right now. I think that is easy money.
Carmen and Classe live on the Fan, allegedly.
You got Ryan Day coming off the monkey is off his back. I mean, clearly the top coach.
Not according to what that Michigan
football.
Defensive end said.
What did he say?
He said the national championship doesn't count because they didn't beat Michigan. I go, that's not the way it works, buddy. That's not the way it works. Don't take shots at Arch Manning.
I do think it is.
Do you think he could actually not be good?
No, I have no idea. I haven't seen him play football.
How have you not seen him play football?
He doesn't play football.
He's on TV constantly.
He was. I watched the playoffs last year. I saw him as an H-back.
And because Quinn Ewers was the starter.
Well.
Then he was the sixth-round pick of the Dolphins. But you didn't see him in high school?
I saw him sitting the bench. And I did see when Jack Sawyer picked up that loose ball and ran down into the other end zone.
It was an amazing play.
I did see him quickly in the background, quickly like, oh, no, I guess we're losing.
Was definitely an amazing play. Was definitely an amazing play.
Where would you rank that play in your Buckeye life, Anthony?
Freaking amazing.
What are you going to do?
And now, where would Arch Manning rank that?
But you don't think that Arch Manning is going to be bad. I know you're taking shots. I don't know why you decided, Art. Do you think he's going to be bad?
It's kind of funny that everybody's just assuming he's going to be the number one overall pick next year. If he had any other last name, would people be saying he'd be number one overall?
Would that lead off the questions for
a coveted Jimmy Haslam press conference? In fact, a Jimmy and D press conference, a duel. We got both. You got two Gallics and you got two Haslams.
That's fair.
One-on-one.
That is.
Do you have to tag the other man or woman?
I have to concede that. He ain't getting asked about Lenore Sellers, and he ain't getting asked about Drew Aller, and he ain't getting asked about the kid from Texas A&M. He ain't getting asked about Garrett Nussmeier. So you are right about that. I grant you that. But I do think part of it is that if his last name wasn't Manning, maybe they wouldn't have made such a big damn deal about him in high school. So I still have to go back that far. But I don't think he's coming. I agree with Jimmy. I don't think he's coming out this year. So it's a conversation that, again, you still need to have in the front offices.
Now, if he was amazing.
You have to have that conversation. But you have lots of talk a lot of things.
Yeah, if he comes out in, man, what do we got? One month, we've got that kickoff, and if he dominates Ohio State's defense, all right, well, maybe we'll come back to me, and I'll feel pretty foolish about the audio. But I do laugh that to make the assumption today that he's going to be the number one overall pick, especially when, like you said, and like Jimmy Haslam said, everybody around the kid thinks he's staying 2 years.
He stays 2 years. I think it's worth for us to talk about as we approach the Ohio State game. I think it's worth of us to talk about, depending on what he does after the Ohio State game. I think Ohio State is a fair litmus test by the fans. I can't believe I'm saying that. Because they are the best team in the country coming off a national championship. They're one of the best teams in the country. And that matters to fans. How you perform in big games against Ohio State matters. And I'm not just talking about Arch Manning. Drew Aller's a local kid. You know I like him. But at the same time, you got to perform against Ohio State. You did not perform against Ohio State last year. It's not going to put everybody in your good graces. If you get a chance to play against the Buckeyes and you don't perform well, Browns fans are going to hold that against you. Flat out. When do they play? Don't they play just after Halloween this year in November? Mm. I want to say in November, Ohio State and Penn State play. I mean, let's be honest. For his NFL career, depending on where the Browns are, it could be an all-or crash course. You're playing for your career with this fan base right there in that game. It ain't fair, but it's the truth.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.